Welcome back to the TLC podcast. I am Madison.
And I'm Akansha.
We are back in New York City, both of us. Happy Wednesday, everyone. Oh my god, we're finally recording in person. This is insane.
I know. It's so weird to just like actually see you rather than look at you on
a screen. Which we have been doing for the past month. Also, this is our 10th episode.
So exciting. I can't believe it's been 10 episodes already.
I feel like we just started yesterday.
Me too. Like, when you were like, oh yeah, this is our 10th episode this week, I'm like, no, it isn't.
No, it's crazy. I feel like we just started this, and then I don't know, it like isn't real. I feel like we just did 2 episodes. I don't understand. Like, it's like time is flying. I just don't have any concept of time anymore, and it's okay. I've accepted it.
I also feel like it's just like we're still learning so much still that it's like even 10 episodes in, we're like noobs at this.
We just started getting a hang of the virtual recording, and now we're in person, and we have to figure that out. So, again, I apologize. Akansha and I are recording this in my bathroom. This is what a real podcast is, you know. We're starting, it's like Apple, or what is it, Ben and Jerry, started in their garage. We're starting in our bathroom.
We literally are.
So, we apologize if you hear the sounds of the city. It honestly isn't bad as I thought it would be. It's very clean. I feel like people are nicer now, too. Like, today when we were walking, that guy was like, have a good day. I was like, oh, yeah, thanks.
Oh, I did not.
Akansha's like, everyone sucks.
Dude, after you left, I, was walking back to my apartment, and I was, literally got, 10 stares from, maybe it was just, more of, homeless people that are out here, which is obviously,
increased.
Yeah. Which, in a way, it's, give or take kind of thing, but I've definitely felt like I've gotten more stares, and I don't know.
Well, you also have a bunch of henna.
Yeah, maybe that's why people are staring at me.
But you had an exciting weekend.
Yeah, I did. My brother got married. I know we've been talking about it kind of in the previous episode. So it finally happened.
It was so beautiful. Thanks. It was stunning. And, all the dresses, I was, stalking. It was absolutely stunning. And I'm happy for them. Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And, it was a COVID-safe wedding. We did everything we could, wore masks when we had to, and, 50 people max. It was really nice. It was really intimate. And honestly, the best part was just, since it was just, 50 people and it was mostly, family, you just, felt the love in the air. It's such a cliche thing to say, but it really just felt so loving. I don't know how else to say it other than
No, I feel like a lot of people say that's why we have smaller weddings is because it's more intimate. When it's really just your family and closest friends, it's so, it means so much more than 500 of our closest friends, you know?
Yeah, and it's that the way my brother put it was just I knew every single person in the room. I could literally have an individual conversation with each and single every one of them. And that's what felt really nice. Was just I don't remember your name. You're one of my parents' friends. Sorry, but thank you for being here.
Haven't seen you in 5 years.
Yeah.
last time you saw me, I was basically a teenager. Exactly. Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I totally get that. I want to hear more. Because Indian weddings are just so beautiful. And, I don't know a lot about them, so.
They're long. They're fun. I'm exhausted, so I apologize if I sound dumb for whatever reason, because I'm still recuperating from the weekend. It's basically, everything started, I guess, for us. Well, technically Wednesday it started for us, because it was my current, before the wedding sister-in-law, my first sister-in-law, it was her birthday. So we did, a birthday thing, and then Thursday was our henna, at home, or Mandy is what we call it. And then Friday, we ended up going to the hotel. Well, Friday morning was what they call the haldi, which is turmeric powder. And we basically kind of have, we give, the groom and the bride separately just face mask with basically turmeric, and everyone just attacks you with turmeric. It's a lot of fun. There's obviously, a religious portion to it, but, so you do all that, and then afterwards, you get smothered with turmeric, and then you get hosed down with a hose in the lawn. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, so I saw something looking through our, you know, our Instagram. We follow a bunch of your friends, and I was, like, looking at it, and there is a video of someone, like, they picked each other, the bride and the groom picked. What is that?
Okay, so that is on the day of the wedding. So that is called, so basically in the wedding, we have this thing called the barath, which is basically a wedding procession. So the groom's side brings this, like, huge band and dance their way to the altar.
Oh, wow.
And at the altar, you meet the bride's family. The bride is, like, away, not there. And so then we do an introduction, so it's called the milni. And that's what you saw where they were picking each other
that's
up.
So, cool.
So it's, like, the brother of our side, so my brother and her brother met each other up. They put flowers on each other as, like, a greeting, and then they, like... Mm-hmm. It's kind of more of our side, like the my family side, where we like to have fun with it. Mm-hmm. So we were, like, attacking them and picking them up and doing the best we can. But it all depends. Every family's different. But that's what we try to make it fun. Like, weddings for us, it's like...
Seems so fun. I was like, head FOMO.
Yeah. But yeah, and then after the wedding, so that was Saturday morning, and the Saturday night was a reception, and... It was so nice. It was so pretty, and it was all outdoors, so everyone felt, like, more safe just because you didn't feel, like, claustrophobic in a room. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I'm, like, feeling, like, nostalgic
about it. Now you feel the love. I know. Yeah. I feel like you've been talking about this wedding for, like, ever.
I know.
Like, oh, my gosh. And I can't believe it was here. I remember in March, you were like, my brother's thinking of postponing. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's not, everything's going to be fine.
Yeah.
It's so, I mean, it's just crazy how everything has changed, turned out. But I'm so glad he was able to do it. The venue looked beautiful.
I know. It was a beautiful, beautiful venue in Chicago called Galleria Marchetti, in case anyone was wondering. It's a gorgeous outdoor venue. So it's, I don't know what else to say. It's like a little Italy house in the middle of Chicago. That's literally what it looked like.
Oh my gosh. So, you know, today we're talking all about relationships and soulmates. So, do you think that your brother has found a soulmate?
Yes, I really do. They honestly are the cutest. I can't even, like, put words to it. But, like, what I was, like, rewatching the live, because we live streamed it for people who couldn't attend. So that's why a lot of people could actually check it out. But I was rewatching the speeches and, like, their toast, like, especially my now sister-in-law was saying, you know that we were meant to be when the notes that we wrote together to each other in the morning, the first three sentences were the exact same.
Oh my God, I'm about to start crying.
It was so cute. And, like, they're just, they found each other soulmates. They truly did.
That literally, like, makes my heart, like, oh my God, I'm about to start crying. That's so beautiful.
It was, I'm usually not, like, the one to cry, but I don't know what it was with this wedding, but I was just getting so emotional. Like, I kept getting the thing in my throat that I was, like, trying to fight. And I was like, I can't. They're taking pictures of me. I can't cry.
Oh my
but
God.
I kept dropping tears all night. And it was just, it was honestly so great. And, yeah, I mean, I don't know, like, what else to say, but I'm so glad that they did the wedding and they didn't postpone it, because it really was, like, a memorable, memorable wedding.
Yeah, I mean, like, ugh, it makes my heart warm. But let's talk, you know, about, like, the culture of it all. So we asked a bunch of questions on our Instagram, and y'all responded, which is amazing, and we love you for that. So has cultural differences ever played a role in your relationship? And 40% said yes, and 60% said no. You know what's funny is Anthony was looking at these questions, and he was like, what do you mean, like, cultural differences? And I was like, well, you know, like, Akantra was telling me, you know, with the Indian culture, there's so many different sectors of it, and they're all different. You don't realize it, you know? It's almost like, and kind of with, like, the religious culture, like, Christian, you know, you have your different, like, you know, your Catholics and Protestants, and, you know, and those are big differences. Yep. And a lot of families, if you're Catholic, I know they'll be like, you can't marry this person, they're not Catholic, or they have to convert and spend, like, a year doing this.
Right.
So, it's really interesting that other people experience cultural differences in their relationship.
Yep.
Like,
definitely.
You really don't think, you know, and I've never really experienced any, but, you know, you don't think that does play a significant part, but it really does.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like you said, it's, like, really interesting how, even just within Indian culture, mm-hmm. right, there is, it's not just Indian culture. There's North Indians mm-hmm. and South Indians, and, right, and in that, there's even more differences. So, it really is, like, you may think that, like, oh, well, you're marrying someone Indian, but it's, like, oh, but they're from the South, or they're from the North, mm-hmm. and, like, some parents can feel that that's, like, a big thing to deal with, but, like, other families, like, could care less. And it's really just, like, it depends on the family, yeah. and, like, I've even seen it with, like, all, like, even different, not just Indians, but, like, what was I gonna say? But, like, even, like, within, like, the Muslim,
yeah,
region, like, not
community,
region, community, yeah. I was like, what's the word?
Region.
And I was like, that's not right. the Muslim community, there's, like, the Sunnis and mm-hmm. the Shias, and, like, you don't really know that there is actually a major differences, like, there are cultural differences between each side, even though they're both Muslim, but
yeah.
there's, like, a lot of things that come into play when you consider culture, so.
No, it really, it's, and, like, I mean, like I said, I've never experienced it, but, like, growing, like, my parents always, like, growing up were, like, make sure, like, if you're going to date someone that your values align. I never really got that, but it's kind of like you said, like, there can be such a divide with culture, like, that yeah. you don't realize, and that's, and it makes sense, like, you want to be able to, like, talk freely with someone without them being like, no, this is my point of view, like,
right.
like, you know,
there's, like, yeah. and it's, like, easier when it comes down to explaining something, like, some aspects, I guess, like, I remember, like, growing up in high school, like, a lot of people would be like, oh, so are you dating? Why aren't you dating? Like, you should date someone. And I'm like, oh, well, my parents aren't really, like, about that. Like, yeah. they wanted me to focus on school and, like, have a good life. Mm-hmm. And, like, not that they probably would have cared if I did, but it's just that for them, they were like, if you're dating right now, it's not important. That's not the important thing in your life right now.
Yeah.
And whereas, like, I feel like with my other friends at school, their parents were like, you need a date, you need to find someone. And it was like, you're in high school, yeah, like, how do you know?
You don't have to, like, get married, yeah. like, right out of high school, yeah.
And so, like, in a way, like, that was, like, kind of a value that my parents were like, you know, like, focus on school, mm-hmm. focus on yourself. And, like, I'm actually grateful for it because I think it helped me, like, advance myself in my,
yeah.
my like, career and my myself. Rather than, like, focusing on, like, boys, because, you know.
Yeah. So, we asked this question, how heavily are your parents involved in approving a relationship? So, how heavily do you think your parents?
My parents are definitely, I would say 50-50, because, like, I would consider mm-hmm. their, like, approval very, like,
you would
important.
Want their approval.
But, like, I also know my parents, and I feel like they just want me to be happy. So, I think that In a way, like, if they told me they hated whoever I was dating, I probably would break up with them.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like, okay, well, my parents don't like them, there's a reason that I'm not seeing something. But if my parents never really been like, oh, yeah, you're allowed to date your boyfriend. They've never said that to me. It's just more of like, oh, yeah, he's cool. So that's kind of, I guess, like, my approval, more of, like, an acceptance. Yeah. Like, they accept him, and they like him.
I think, and I've read a bunch of stuff about, like, you know, someone's mother-in-law doesn't get all, you know, like, mm-hmm. the family discord, and that's my thing. Like, if I was dating someone, and granted, maybe it is their soulmate, and maybe they're meant to be, and, you know, when that happens, there's nothing, but if you're, like, looking at the relationship, and you're like, my family doesn't like them, you know, we're about to dive into a marriage where we're going to bring kids and that we just don't get along
yeah.
all together, that's a lot. And granted, yeah. some people can do it with ease. Some people, you know, are perfectly fine with it. But like I said, I value my parents' opinion, and I oh, always yeah. have, you mm-hmm. know, no matter what. And it does affect if your parents don't approve of a relationship, or if they're like, this, you know, you could do better, or, you know, you're much better than this relationship.
And I think, like, that, like, what you said, it's just more of, like, it's not whether they say, like, oh, you know, you should date them, mm-hmm. but or not, like, it's still up to us at the end of the day.
Yeah, 100%.
But then when you hear your parents be like, oh, you can do better, or, oh, you know, like, how do you feel about this? It starts putting those, like, questioning thoughts in your mind, and you're just like, oh, maybe I should consider this.
Exactly. Yeah. So 60% said very involved in approving the relationship, and 40% said not at all. I mean, and I get it. Everyone's different with their families, and yeah. I mean, I can totally see both sides. It's just like, and I guess you have a close relationship with your parents, and mm-hmm. I feel like I have a close relationship. So, like, if my parents don't approve of something or they're like, Madison, you can do better, I'm like, I definitely can. Why yeah. am I in this? You know?
Yeah, totally.
So has your family or friends ever not approved of a relationship that you have been in? So 63% said yes, and 37% said no.
So I think that's pretty interesting, because I feel like for me, I would definitely consider my family's, like approval, yeah. but in terms of friends, I feel like it's just, I don't know. Like, I feel like a part of me, I value my friend's opinion, but at the same time, I feel like they really don't have a say. But I guess, like, if a friend is telling me, like, over and over and over again the same thing, like, look, they did it again, look, they did it again, and not more so, like, I don't like your boyfriend off the bat.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
That always has bothered me, like, when people are like, you know, you introduce your boyfriend to your friends, and, you know, it's the first meeting, your boyfriend's not uncomfortable, but shy.
Yeah.
He's not being himself, he's putting on a front, or a girlfriend, they're putting on a front, 100%. Totally. And then you're nervous, you know,
yeah.
and then your friends are like, you know, it's awkward. If they're like, I don't like the way he was acting, I don't like that, I'm like... You need, I always say, like, you know, what is a 3-strike rule?
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
And then if after that you've had, like, comfortable meeting settings where, like, maybe you go on, like, a dinner date with them, or your coffee date, you know, something where, you know, you have 3 different settings and you can see them in 3 different settings, I think that gives, like, oh, I can give you my fair share of, like, I approve or I disapprove.
Yes.
But when it's like, yeah, I don't like him right off the bat, put his napkin on the, I don't know, like, something
yeah,
silly.
It's like the first time. How do you judge someone on your first meeting? Like, I think that's unfair.
Yeah.
But, like, while you're talking about this, it kind of gave me, like, a question, I guess you could say. But have you ever received unsolicited approval?
Like,
someone who really doesn't know you, well, doesn't really know you, but they don't really, like, have that much impact in your life, and they're like, oh, yeah, like...
Oh, all the time. Oh, my God, this summer, because Anthony stayed with me for 2 months, because we would go, you know, to the beach, and we were members of a beach club, and we'd eat there, and, like, all my parents' friends would just come up and be like, we approve of him. He's a
yeah.
good... And it's, like, I appreciate it. I'm glad that they can see.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but, like, at the same time, it's, like, it was approval. Not that it wasn't needed, but it was more of approval that, like, you went one ear and out the other.
Well, yeah. Okay, so the only reason I asked that is because that was happening to me all weekend.
Really?
Like, all weekend. And like, nothing against, like, the people who said it, but it was just interesting to me that they felt the need to, like, come to me separately.
Or, like, you picked a good one.
Yeah.
Like, stuff like that. Not that it bothers me. It's just more or less, like, especially if it's, I don't know. I get what you're saying. Like, it kind of bothers me, and it shouldn't, but it does.
Yeah. No, I mean, and the thing is, I was, like, talking to Ayesha about it, and I was like, oh, like, so many people were coming up to me, and I thought it was really nice mm-hmm. of them. Like, I think they were just trying to be like, oh, we really like him. But I think the way they went about it, it was just like, oh, I approve of him. Like, I'm sorry. I didn't know I needed your approval.
Yeah.
And that kind of, like, irks me when people kind of say it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not that, I mean, like, and again, like, when people are coming up to me, like, oh, you know, you picked a good one or something like that, it's like, dude, I know. Like,
I know, I did.
I'm dating. Like, you didn't need to be the one to tell me this.
So do you think, like, people, I don't know, like, your family was saying that, you know, kind of going back to, like, the bicultural thing? Because it's like, I don't know. What do you think? Like, why do you think
people, like,
were saying it, like, over the...
I think it is a cultural thing,
yeah.
especially, like, within Indians. Like, we all, like, get in each other's lives and, you know, yep. get in, you know, like, we meddle into each other's business, which is totally fine. Like, I know a lot, like, again, a lot of the people that were at the wedding were, like, family and, like, my brother's friends who saw me grow up. So, mm-hmm. like, in their eyes, they're, like, it's, like, their little sister.
Yeah, I see.
And so they're just kind of coming from that big brother perspective, which, again, I appreciate, but in my day-to-day life, I'm not talking to you like my brother. Like, mm-hmm. it's just, like, a weird, I guess, like, way that I was thinking about it and saw it. I was like, yeah, I appreciate it, but I don't know. The question came to my mind while we were talking about family yeah. and friends, like, considering to approve. Like, do they, like, get involved in that or not? But I don't know.
I mean, it's funny because I've definitely had relationships where my friends and family did not approve, mm-hmm. but I'm so stubborn that, like, you can tell me that person killed someone, and I'm like,
oh, sure.
you do you, I'll do me. Like, that kind of situation, I need to, like, learn for myself, and, mm-hmm. I've been through relationships with they over and over again, they're like, you can do so much better, like, friends, like you said, a kind of unsolicited advice where, mm-hmm. like, they saw us interact and be like, Maddie, you're so much better than this. And, like, it would never resonate until, like, I needed to be like, okay, I need out of this. Like, I need right. to, like, go.
Yeah. So, which makes sense because it's more of, like, now you're kind of looking back at it and, like, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, I can see the red flags.
And I should have been gone, like, months yeah. ago and I was around for, like, whatever. But, yeah. so... We asked, if your friends or family do not approve, do you consider this a deal breaker? And, like I said, like, I almost need to learn for myself. So, I would consider it a deal breaker if it was for the long run. But, mm-hmm. you know, like, a casual relationship, unless it's, like, a really bad relationship, I don't know, I wouldn't consider it a deal breaker. But 100% said yes, deal breaker.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I was telling you that I think it's interesting because it's, like, some people said that their parents aren't even involved mm-hmm. in the approval of their relationships. So then for them to be like, oh, yeah, like I said, like, if my parents told me, hey, I hate you, your boyfriend, not you, yep. or your girlfriend, I would be like, okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
But I think that's interesting to think about because it's like, oh, even though people who don't really seek the approval of their family and friends, they do consider it a...
deal breaker.
Big factor.
I think that's crazy. I mean, like, I don't think it's crazy. I think it's crazy that 100% of people, which I see it, but, like, I don't know, at the same time, whatever.
Yeah.
So we asked, what would you consider a deal breaker in a relationship? People said no motivation, either for work or passion project, lack of trust or respect, a girl that is too into herself, being allergic to dogs, 100%, I feel that. Not being faithful and not being on the same page with kids' location and, like, monetary needs. I mean, like, when it comes to that, I understand why, yes, it's a deal breaker. But, like, mm-hmm. again, the unsolicited advice, if your friends are just like, I don't like him. But if yeah. you firsthand are seeing this, like, lack of trust or they're being oh, yeah. shady or, you know, like I said, your values don't align where it's like, you can't agree, like, he's like, I don't want kids, or I want 10 kids, you're like, I can't, you know what I mean? Like,
no, I
stuff
that.
Like that. So I totally get, like, the deal breaker. And location, too, if you can't agree on, yeah. you know, yeah.
I think that that's, like, a huge thing, too, when you look at long-distance mm-hmm. relationships, or, like, some people are all about long-distance, and some people are just like, nope, can't do it, not gonna do it.
Yeah.
And then, like, even just, like, I mean, for me... yeah, being unfaithful, and yeah. that's a deal breaker off the bat for me.
If there's,
like,
no trust in a relationship,
yeah,
it's not a relationship.
It's not a relationship. Like, you can love a person, exactly. but if you can't trust them, then there's nothing there. So I think that is, yeah, faithfulness, trust, that's a huge deal breaker for me.
It's really funny that you mentioned, like, long distance. Like, I was dating a guy for we dated 1 year in college and then 2 years long distance, and... it was, like, it's, like, weird because, like, I hate long-distance relationships, but if it came down to, like, me and Anthony and we had to do long-distance, I'd be, like, sure, not a problem.
Yeah.
Because, like, I truly love him, but when I was dating this guy, it was, like, you know, every time I would leave, I would make myself sick. Like, I literally, like, was, like, sick to my stomach, and mm-hmm. it wasn't, like, a, you know, like, oh, I'm gonna miss you so much, I'm sick. It's, like, I'm, like, you know.
There's, like, this gut
it, it's
feeling.
A gut. It was a, and I, back, like, back then, I thought it was, like, oh, I'm going to miss you so much. But, like, looking back, it was truly, like, a gut feeling. And I was just, like.
There's no trust or something.
There was no trust. Something was sketchy. And, like, it just, like, you know, it was, like, my body telling me, like, get out.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, that's, I yeah. think, that's, a, I'm surprised, like, that went, like, I mean, personally for me, if I was, like, getting sick about a guy, I would probably take a step back.
Yeah.
Obviously, it takes time. When you're in love, like, things, you're blind. Like,
yeah. No, yeah. Love is blind. But I also saw this quote on Instagram, and it said, God removes people from your life because he heard conversations you didn't hear. And, like, you can remove the God out of it or whatever, but, like, I think that, what do you, I, when I read this, I was like, wow.
Yeah. I think that's a really good quote, actually.
He, like, heard conversations you didn't hear. 100%. Like, he's like, oh, not, you know, not good enough.
There's going to be something, yeah. Wow. Interesting.
I know. I really like that.
I mean, that kind of goes into our friend episode, too, which yeah. was, like.
He removes people from your life because, you know, the friend was maybe talking bad about you or wasn't a good friend. 100%. Wow.
Crazy.
Okay, so now let's get into soulmates. So let's, what's your perspective on soulmates? You know, with the Indian culture, mm-hmm. everything, do y'all, like, believe in soulmates?
I mean, I think, like, my generation, and, like, the new generation definitely believes in mm-hmm. the whole love aspect, soulmates. But, I mean, if you want to look at, like, even my parents, for example, soulmates was you... So I don't know how to explain this without having the English words, but when you get, in, my parents were arranged marriage, mm-hmm. right? So in arranged marriage in India, they actually would compare your, like, I guess your horoscope.
Yeah, like if your, like, stars aligned,
yeah,
literally.
Yeah, and they would compare to see if your stars aligned. And if
that's crazy.
And there's literally, like, they call it, like, a Muhurta or whatever, which is, like, a time of, like... auspicious time, that's when you should be getting married. Like, so there's literally, like, the priest is like, oh, I compared your stars and you guys should get married on, you know, September 1st at 2 p.m. and that's the best time for you to get married. Like, it's to that point.
I'm about to travel to India and get, like, I need to know when. But that's actually so cool. Because, like, I believe, like, horoscopes, astrology, all that, and, like, I always, like, I read it, you know, I believe, yeah. and, like, all that stuff, so I think that's, like, crazy that, like, this person, and your parents have been together for so long, so you have to believe some truth, and, like...
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, I mean, would I say that, I mean, obviously, you know...
The date.
Like, there's the whole dating aspect that they didn't have, like, they literally got married a week later. They met, yeah. and a week later, they're married. Like, that is just crazy to me. And I still think that it doesn't matter if your horoscopes align, like, if your personalities don't match, I think that there's still some, like, yeah. flaws to the whole horoscope system, which is why, personally, to me, it's not, like, a huge factor mm-hmm. for, like, whether or not I'm gonna date or marry yeah. someone. So, but obviously, for our parents, it's kind of a bigger deal, so, like, sometimes... we'll just go with the flow when it comes to that yeah. and just be like, yeah, sure, do what you gotta do. But either way, whatever ends up, we're gonna get married. So it's more of just, like, keeping our families happy. And I don't even know if my parents are like that, to be honest. I've never heard them to say, like, I need your to compare your horoscope. But I've seen with other families. So, like, I know personally my parents don't. But in India, it is very common.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that's so cool. but, like... Like you said, like, your parents that are in arranged marriage, not that, like, my friend's parents, like, she was studying abroad in the Netherlands, and she went on a blind date with this guy. It was a double blind date or something, mm-hmm. and they got married a week later, and they've been married for, like, 20 years, and they have 3 kids. And wow. now grandchildren.
Yeah.
Lord. So, like, I do believe in, like, the quick marriage. Like, not a quick marriage, but, like, if you know it's meant to be, just do it. You know,
yeah,
just go for
yeah.
it. And, like, if... it works. I almost feel like there's a flaw with, like, waiting years to get married or dating. And we always have this conversation because it's, like, you know the person's it. And,
yeah.
like, you know, like, it's, like, let's just go to the courthouse
yeah.
now. Literally.
No. We said we weren't going to talk about it. No, I'm just, like, I think it's interesting, too, because, like, I've seen, and, like, people just... not calling anyone mm-hmm. out, but I've seen people who have literally went through 20 relationships.
Yeah.
And then, like, those relationships all lasted, like, 2-3 years.
Yeah.
But then the last relationship was, like, a 2-month relationship, and next thing you know, they're engaged.
Yeah.
And you're just, like, wondering, like, all right, well, you spent so much time on your last relationships. How are you so confident that this is the one? But I guess, like, now, like, I'm gonna be cheesy. Being in love, I get that.
Yeah.
When you know, you know, but it's also like, okay, like, when you look at it as an outside person and you see that person doing it, you're just, like, questioning, mm-hmm. like, shouldn't you wait a little longer?
I don't know. I feel like now we're at the age where it's, like, you know, not that you date to find the one, but, like, if you're dating someone and you don't know, I would say within a month, that, like, you could see yourself with them, or it's, mm-hmm. like, a forever thing, then I'm, like, just let it go.
Yeah.
But I get it. Like, yeah, dating's fun, you know, date around, but, like, don't stay in a 3-2-year relationship if you're, like, this isn't endgame.
Yeah.
So.
I agree, actually.
And, like, we're in that age, like, you know, if you don't see it being long-term, don't make it long-term.
Yeah, totally.
But
I always wondered that, too. Like, if people who know that this is an end game, why are you in the relationship?
I always think that. Because I'm like, we're at the age now where it's like, you kind of know.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, then, like, I get it. Yeah, maybe a couple months. Like, sure, it's a fun fling, someone to hang out with.
Yeah.
But don't drag it on for years.
Yeah.
But I'll read the responses of what mm-hmm. people said for a soulmate. The person you're meant to be with, your souls are one. Someone whose soul connects with yours does not have to be romantic. I actually really like that.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who feels like they're an extension of you, like a puzzle piece fitting together. Mm. A forever person, but I go back and forth if I believe in soulmates. Finding someone that makes you better by never making you feel less than.
I love that one, actually.
Like, I feel like, for me, like, a soulmate is you fit together and there's just no rhyme or reason. Like, you just work.
Yeah, you just work. I mean, literally, like, again, I was telling you, sorry. But, like, we're, like, yin and yang. Like,
yeah.
We're complete opposite people. Like, everything about us is so opposite. It's, like, he's a super, like, organized, clean freak, and I'm just, like, this messy, all over the place, like, person. And it's just, like, though, like, all through all that, we still, like,
get along 100%.
Well. So I think, like, for me, it's not like you're trying to find the perfect match when it comes to your soulmate. It's just someone who compliments you.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And I think that's really important.
I mean, it is something that's really important. I mean, I believe that 100%. Like, you need someone. Like, you can be complete opposites. Like, I feel like Anthony and I are opposites mm-hmm. in some ways. And it just works. Like, with Anthony, like, we weren't even dating maybe a week, and we were being, like, I could completely be myself around him, and I wasn't, you know, when you're first dating someone, you try and, like, hide your little quirky flaws. It was, like, very, like, right off the bat where I didn't even think about it. Mm-hmm. It was just, like, out there, and we're still able to be, like, completely ourselves and, like, say whatever.
That's good.
You know, so that's, I think that's really important. But,
What do you think what does soulmate mean to you?
I mean, I just think it's, like, in terms of Grey's Anatomy, it's your person. It's like, I'm not trying to be cheesy, but it really is your person. Like, I've had a lot of boyfriends, and, like, each one of them, I tried to, like, picture myself marrying them, and it was, like, and it's so weird, and I always say this, like, looking back, like, I remember, like, I would think about, like, living in a house, and it was literally, like, Truman Show. Like, I would get, like, claustrophobia mm-hmm. and I'd picture, you know, every house looks the same, white picket fence, me wearing an apron.
Oh, gosh.
Like, you know what I but you know what I mean, like, it just it felt very like an alternative universe, and
right.
I felt very claustrophobic, and like I would just be like, oh, that's just me being, like, you know, being weird. But with Anne, it was just so easy, and it is so easy, and there's no feeling of claustrophobia, there's no feeling of like, oh my God, is this the right choice? It's just, like, there, and, like, I know, like, he supports me no matter what, and I support him, and it's, like, it's easy. We fit together. We're, like, we're the same person, I feel like.
Yeah.
So, That's a soulmate. Like, yeah, you shouldn't feel anxious. And like definitely. I said, when you know, you know. Like,
yeah.
Anthony always says he was like the first. Like, he's like, our knees touched in the back of a cab, and it was like electricity. Like, I knew from that moment, like, I loved you, and we knew each other for like 2 hours. So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
it's just, you know, meant to be.
My heart.
Yeah, so let's talk about, you know, maintaining healthy relationships. So what do you think is a key thing that makes your relationship work?
For me, I think communication. I don't trust.
I know. I was about to say trust, period. Like, yeah, literally, yeah. Like, if you don't have trust, there's literally no relationships. And also, this is something that I always say, and I didn't realize it until Anthony, like, you have to love yourself first.
Yeah.
And you have to be in love with yourself to have a good relationship. Not, like, mm-hmm. necessarily a good relationship, but, like, that should be your biggest priority. And Anthony kind of taught me that without, like, knowing. It was weird. Yeah.
So, I think that's actually really, like, what you said was just, like, he taught you that. And, like, so I feel like with Ayush, it's, like, I couldn't really say that I love myself before dating him.
Yeah, same. I definitely did not love myself.
But as I was dating him, I learned to love myself. And so that was something that I took from... And mm-hmm. that's another reason why I'm like, I know he's the one for me. Because he doesn't just, mm-hmm. like, care about himself. He's more... He wants to improve both of us. And, like, he likes to encourage me to do things that I wouldn't think about doing. And I think that's, like... very important to also, like, who your person is.
Exactly.
It's like, they should just be, like, your cheerleader. And, like, I'm his cheerleader and he's my cheerleader.
Exactly.
And I love that.
I love the cheerleader thing. Like, they should be your cheerleader. Like, they should support you no matter what. And, like, reading through, like, what people said make relationship works. Mm-hmm. One thing, you know, stood out to me, and it was, like, not afraid to say how I'm feeling, even if it causes a disagreement.
Yeah.
It's, like, true. Like, I say whatever's on my mind to Anthony, and, like, you know, it might cause, like, a blowout fight, but it's, you know, we forgive each other in 2 seconds. Like, it's not, but it's, like, we're able to speak our mind versus, like, you sit on the thoughts and you think about it, and you're just, like, should I say this? Should I not? Will they be mad at me? Are they going to break up with me if I say this? Like, and trust me, I've been there, done that. Like, it's not fun.
No.
But other people said, doing small, unexpected things and hobbies that each other wants, even if it's golf. Honesty, communication sounds basic but so important. Wanting the same things out of life, communication, and putting in the effort and time always. Trust, communication, and fully accepting them as they are. Love and trust. Again, I think trust is a very common thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think there is no relationship, like, without trust, like we said.
Yeah.
It's the core of a relationship, because if you can't trust the person you're dating, then that's, like... I don't even know how I would be in a relationship without that, because it's like, well, what, like, everything that you do, like, I'm not going to trust you to take my car. I'm not going to trust you to do this.
And you can have, like, amazing chemistry with someone, you know, and you don't have trust, but if you don't have trust, it doesn't work. Like, and I think a lot of times, and I've definitely been there, you know, with the chemistry, and, like, it's, like, mind-blowing, and you're just, like, I don't think I can, like, live without this, but you can. Mm-hmm. And there's something way better out there. And,
definitely.
Like, it's, I mean, it's just, like, I think every relationship you learn new things. But how would you define a healthy relationship?
I guess for a healthy relationship to me is just knowing that you're happy regardless of what's going on. And knowing that even if you're going through a tough time, you have someone that you can rely on. I don't know how else to do it. Like, I feel like it's the same thing as, like, the last, what we said before, what makes it work. But it's, like, someone you can trust, someone I can communicate with, someone that accepts me for all my flaws and my quirks, and just, like, knowing that, and, like, that's a healthy relationship. And I think communication is, like, very big in making a relationship healthy, because without a communication, like, there are going to be so many disagreements just based on not communicating with each other. So that, if you don't communicate,
there's nothing.
Yeah.
I mean,
Like, I've had, it's so funny because I've had people, like, friends, whatever, who were in a relationship, and they would have issues, and they would come to, like, you know, our group of, like, friends and talk about it, like, oh, like, there's this issue, blah, 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 blah. And then it's, like, that question, it's like, well, did you tell your SO this? Like, did you tell them this? And they're just like, no. And I'm like, well, how do you expect this person to fix that when they don't know that this is an issue?
That's so crazy because, like, oh, my God, I literally, in past relationships, if I had an issue, I'd go to my friends. Mm-hmm. And I'd lay all this burden on them of all my issues, everything, and, like, but I couldn't talk to the other person. With yeah. Anthony, it's like, me and him talk. I don't yeah. go through blah, 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 and then swoop back around to Anthony. It's straight line.
Right, exactly. And I think, like, that's kind of how I approach it, too. And I think the only thing that I do, which is probably not healthy on my end, it was just, like, I don't always, like, when something bothers me, I let it marinate in myself, and I'm just really mad about this? Or I'm just, like, mad in the moment, and it's, like, I don't really want to bring it up if it's just, like, a moment thing. Because then you're, like, I'm dumb. Why am I bringing this little issue up?
It also doesn't help when you're, like, in a long-distance relationship, and you're having almost, like, a texting relationship, yeah. and then you're, like, they say one thing, and then you're, like, festering over
it. Oh, my God.
Versus, like, when you're in person, they say one thing. You literally are just, like, stop.
Yeah.
Like, please.
So, I think that's, like, really funny because, like, me and Aisha were having a conversation, like, a couple weeks ago. And, like, I was just, like, really busy, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I just, like, had stuff going on. And he, like, texted me. He's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, why? He's like, because you're texting weird. And I'm like, I didn't even realize I could be texting weird.
Anthony says that to me all the time, like, in person. Like, if I'm busy with, like, I have to, like, literally to focus on something, especially now with school, like, you know, back in the swing of things. Yeah. I've been, like, you know, hammering out some stuff. And Anthony's like, are you mad at me? Is everything okay? I'm like, no, I'm really just really stressed. And yeah. I need to focus on this. Like, I'm sorry. I don't have time to be, like.
Yeah. And I mean, and I told him, I was like, you know, if I was upset with you, you would know. Oh, you it wouldn't would know. Be just, like, an ignoring kind of, like, text. Oh, it would just be, you would know you're, I'm upset, so.
So, people said, you know, defining a healthy relationship, listening to one another in equal partnership, trust, honesty, intimacy, and friendship, having an amazing part, just as amazing a part as and individually as you are together, mm-hmm. having individuality but being stronger together. I like that. I like that. I mean, like, a friendship. Like, I think your person should be your best friend
yes,
also.
Yes, 100%. I agree. Hands down.
like with Anthony, like, I'm in a relationship literally with someone. Like, he, you know, he drives me crazy. He makes me crazy. Like, we laugh, but, like, makes me laugh crazy and, like, reassures me, like, that I'm loved even in, like, hard situations. Mm-hmm. And he always continues to support me, like, even when I, like, don't even, like, support myself or believe in myself. Right. And, like, he makes me feel safe. And it's crazy that I ever thought that, like, anything was better than this. Like, or I thought that I was less than what I feel, like, what yeah. I feel now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's crazy. Like, I ever thought that, like, this is, like, that was okay, whatever I was in the past. So.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
So I think that's, like,
I agree with the whole best friend thing, and, like, that's, like, one thing that I would always be, like, I want to date my best friend. That's what I want to look for in a relationship. So prior to even dating Ayush, I was, like, I want to be with someone that I can truly be, like, yeah, he's my best friend. And I think that's, like, really important for us because, like, we were best friends before yeah. we even started dating. Like, we were really good friends and really glad to, like, know each other before we even, like, dove in and, like, started dating.
Yeah.
And so I think, like, that is a crucial, important thing to me. And, yeah, I totally lost my train of thought
You're
again.
Fine.
But I was going somewhere with that. But I think, yeah, like, having a best friend is important in a relationship. And having someone that supports you and, like, oh, like you were saying, like, your past relationships. I, like, really didn't date anyone before, but I, like, can see, I guess, like, you can, I guess, talk to guys in a way, and mm-hmm. I think just even when talking to guys, like, once I talked to Ayush, yeah. I was starting to, like, see him as more than a best friend. I was like, oh, yeah, like, I don't even know why I would even, like, even had a crush on that guy.
Exactly.
It's like,
yeah.
Oh.
100%.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But, so, have you ever been in a toxic relationship or anything?
No.
No. Well, so 92% said yes and 8% said no.
Yeah. That's crazy that it's that, like, 92% of the people that are listening right now, the people.
The people. I love the people.
They were in a toxic relationship, and I think that's a really tough thing to go through.
Okay, I'm just going to say trigger warning just in case, but, like, I've been in many toxic relationships, and I think they come out in many different forms. Mm-hmm. You can have your abusive, you can have your emotionally abusive, you know, you can have your compulsive cheater, mm-hmm. you can have the guy or girl who just beat you down verbally, mm-hmm. you can have, like, so many, and there's so many different forms, and, like, that sucks, honestly, but, like, it's
like, yeah. I mean, I was just gonna say, like, I feel like, personally, I've never really had a toxic relationship, but I've had a toxic friendship,
mm-hmm.
so I can understand, like, how it can relate, because a friendship is also, like, just as important.
A friendship
as
a relationship.
So, yes, okay, I may have to change my answer. Yes, I have been in a toxic relationship with a friend, and, you know, you just learn to... It's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what made you... So, we asked people, what made you get out of a toxic relationship? People said, realization that I deserve to be treated better with just as much love and respect that you should give each other. Realization that I deserved better and called it off. Mm-hmm. He broke up with me, but looking back, it was the best thing ever. Growth and realization that it just wasn't it. My current girlfriend made me realize that the one I was dating wasn't it. Was making big decisions about my future and realized I didn't see them as a part of it. I think that's, like... I like the he broke... I mean, like, I can relate to this. Like, he broke up with me, but looking back, it was, like, the best thing ever. Like, mm-hmm. a few years ago, like, I was in a really toxic relationship, and, like, it really destroyed me. And, like, what I... Like, kind of what I was saying earlier, like, when your friends don't approve, like, my friends hated this guy with a passion. Like, legit, they still do now. Like, they burn it. Like, if I ever, like, mention their name, they're like, I hate him.
Yeah.
And, like, I just wouldn't listen. Mm-hmm. And I, like, didn't have, like, the courage. And, like, he cheated on me. He ended it with me and, like, a bunch of stuff, but it was, like, the best thing. Like, as much as I, like, hated it then and was, like, oh, blah, 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 like, this is killing me. Like, it changed the course of my life. Like, it made me grow. I moved to New York. Like, I'm now dating Anthony, like, my soulmate. Like, I'm now, like, and I feel like I'm an amazing, awesome human being, not to, like, pump myself up, but, you know.
You are.
And, like, if anyone listening, like, honestly has ever been in, like, a toxic relationship, like, text me. Call me, DM me, like, I'll talk you through it. Like, one, you shouldn't let, like, someone, like, tell you you're less than or, like, make you feel like... And I know it's so much harder to, like, hear it than do it. I mean, or do it than hear it. You know what I mean? Like, you can hear it all day long, like, you're so amazing, you're better than this, you're, you know, blah, 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 blah. Like, but, like, if you feel like the relationship you're in is, like, not up to your standards, get out.
Yeah.
Literally, I give you permission to break up with them via text. like Chris Shellen's Selling Sunset, you can text them divorce papers, whatever. Like, not that I'm saying that's okay, but, like, you'll survive. Like, even if you feel like you're in hell, like, mm-hmm. you can get out.
Yeah.
Again, text them. You don't even have to call them. Just text them. Yeah. But, like, it's good because, like, I feel like toxic relationships teach you what you don't want in a relationship.
Yes.
And, like, now I know, like, okay, this is what I want. Yeah. This is, you know I'm this. I know I love myself now. Like, God forbid if something has ever happened to Anthony and I, like, I now know, like, you know, I love myself. I'm worth it. Like, this is what I want in a relationship. And, like, if I go on dates with a guy and the guy right off the bat or second date is just not it, it's not worth it, mm-hmm. you know?
Definitely. I mean, kind of taking that into, like, the friend avenue, I just think, like, for me, it was more of, like, even just, like, Ayush or anyone, not even Ayush, like, this happened throughout my life, but another friend or someone else was just, like, they shouldn't be treating you like that. Like, why are they talking to you in that way? And, like, I mean, vividly, I remember one in college, when I, freshman year, I was, like, I moved in with a friend from high school. And we knew another girl from our high school, and she just, like, would always put me down. And my roommate was just like, you shouldn't let her talk to you like that. And I never really was like, I was like, no, it's okay, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. And at one point, I just basically cracked, and I was just like, you can't talk to me like that. Yeah. But it kind of took me the beating down to just suddenly realize, like, I can't take it anymore, and then I just, like, exploded, which isn't healthy, but at least it got me to realize that I don't need this person in my life, and I was able to cut them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I 100% agree with that. Like, you even if you break, mm-hmm. like, it's okay.
It's
like,
okay at least to break.
At least you're realizing it. Like, yeah. I saw this, another quote the other day, and it said, you're too good for someone who isn't sure about you. And, like, in my past relationship, like, all the time, he would just be like, eh, I don't know if I want to date you. Like, we weren't even dating. And, like, eh, I don't know if, like, you're good enough. I don't, like, stuff like that. And now looking back, I'm like, what the F was I thinking? Like, what was I doing? Like, I feel like I had an out-of-body experience. And, like, you know, you are too good for someone that isn't sure about you. And, like...
No, I mean, I'm kind of shocked that you went through that. Because I'd be like, if I knew you, I'd be like, Madison, he's literally telling you not to date me, and you're still dating him.
When I say love is blind, I was the three blind mice, so I always say that. But it's true. I literally am the three blind mice when it comes to love. But, like, not that that was love. That was literally a demented form of hell. But anyways. But, yeah. No, you are too good for someone who isn't sure about you. Anyone listening, if you need to hear that, I'm telling you now. Mm-hmm. So, have you ever been cheated on? 83% said yes and 17% said no.
That actually, like, really, like, boggles my mind.
Yeah.
Like, I personally haven't really, I guess, like, I've known, like, a few people that have been cheated on, but, like, in terms of, like, my closer friends or people, I mean, other than, I feel like you.
Yeah.
I've, like, heard so many stories from you, but before that, it's just more, cheating was never, like, something, I don't know if it was, like, maybe my friends, like, just feel embarrassed to talk about it if they were cheated on, which I think is a factor.
I feel, like, my thing with cheating is, not that I'm saying everyone cheats, but I'm just saying, like, don't feel bad about talking about it. Like, yeah. I've been cheated on, and I have cheated, and I cheated because of spite, so really, not that I'm saying it doesn't count, it definitely counts, but, like, I feel like, you know, I feel like when you want to cheat, or you are cheating, it's a sign just that relationship isn't working.
Right.
And, I don't know, I feel like people are scared to say they have cheated because they're going to be judged, and, like, if you're judging someone that has cheated, like, come on, you've cheated on an exam or a test.
Yeah.
Or, like, you've cheated at Words with Friends or a video game. Like, I don't think it is something to be ashamed of because everyone's situation's different. Like, not to get too into it, but, like, my ex-boyfriend cheated on me and, you know, it was a really messy situation and I cheated on him out of spite.
Yeah.
Because he cheated on me.
Yeah.
Which isn't healthy either way. Yeah. But, like, it's
not healthy.
I think when people cheat, they're like, oh, that, you know, devil. They're like, how dare
I'll
they?
I'll show them.
I'll show. How dare they cheat? You know, people that judge, it's kind of like, okay, like, if you're put in a situation in the, I don't know. I'm weird at cheating.
Agree. I feel like, I've thankfully never been in this situation. Mm-hmm. So I count my blessings. But I feel like, yeah, if I ever had been cheated on, I don't think I would react in a vengeful way, but I feel like I would attack myself. I would be like, what's wrong with me? Like, why did they cheat on me? Like, was it something that I did that pushed them to that point where they felt like they needed to seek someone else's attention?
And sometimes people cheat just for an out in a relationship. I know this sounds so bad, but like, I feel like some people do cheat, so they're just like, okay, I cheated, break up with me. Mm-hmm. Like,
I've actually never seen that, but
yeah. I mean,
I'm sure it happens. Like, I'm not questioning it. Like, I feel that's the thing. Like, I've had, like, one of my good friends growing up, like, there was one guy that always cheat on her, mm-hmm. and she would always go back to him, and I'd be like, dude, you know you're better than him, and I hated him. Like, I hated him with a passion.
Yeah.
And I knew that she would never listen to me, so it was always just like, you know I hate him, so don't talk to me about him. Mm-hmm. And that, it came to that point where I was just like, if you're going to keep going back to him, just don't even share, like, your relationship stuff with him.
It's crazy. Like, my friends did the same thing with me. Like, like, you know, he compulsively cheated on me. And, like, not that, I always knew, not that he'll probably ever admit it, but, like, and my friends literally at the end were just like, Madison, I don't want to hear. Like, if you have issues, like, don't tell me.
Exactly.
Like, I don't want to hear it anymore. Like, your relationship's your relationship. Like, leave me out of it. Like, I'll still be your friend. But, like,
yeah.
And, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't realize it, like, at all.
Yeah.
And, like, it's such a cycle. And it's such a, like, you know.
I don't think you ever intentionally try to be with someone who's cheating on you.
Like I'm saying, it's a, you know, you have that emotional pool or you have that physical pool.
Yeah.
You know, chemistry's flowing. And you're just like, I felt like I couldn't do better, but I could.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just stayed because it was comfortable. But it wasn't comfortable. It was, like, I literally, like, I lost, like, 20 pounds. Like, I was just, like, I was stressed. I was also writing my senior thesis. Like, I was super stressed and, like, it just wasn't, like, a good situation altogether, and I just, and, like, my body, like, what I'm saying, your body tells you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was, like, telling me, like,
you need get out of this relationship now.
Oh, but, like, and, like, I wish, you know, every relationship I've been in, like, I wish nothing but the best for them. Like, I think that, you know, they eventually, or they have found their people, and it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
And that's just the way I look at it, but what would you consider cheating?
I don't... Okay, obviously physical, for sure. I think I would consider emotional cheating to some extent, because I feel like if you're having deep conversations with someone other than me, that is a girl or a guy. Well, depending on... Like, for me, personally. Mm-hmm. If not that I would ever, he would never hurt fly. but he, like, yeah, I think, like, emotionally for me, it's like, okay, dude, like, come on. Like, you should share this stuff with me. Why are you sharing this with this person? And
yeah.
I know you can have best friends, too. So, I share things with, like, one of my best friends, and he's a guy, and, like, Ayush knows him, too. And, like, I literally bare my life to him. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm, like, showing my emotional, like, I guess, life to him and, like, being affectionate, but it's not to the point where I'm, like, attracted to them.
Yeah.
And so I think that's, like, where I would look at, like, okay, are you attracted to this person? No. Okay, cool. Like, I don't care if you bear your emotional relationship with them, but, yeah. I just went on, like, a little tangent there, but...
You're fine. People said anything emotional or physical and emotional, such as texting the opposite sex, knowing it's wrong or with bad intentions.
Oh, yeah.
That's, like, what I... Like, I... You know, like, texting's fine. Like, I get it. Like, but if you're doing it with bad intentions, like, ooh, this is getting flirty. This is getting steamy. Like, we're not doing this.
Yeah.
You're ashamed to tell your significant other. It's bad.
Yeah.
DMs or physical contact, anything putting your loyalty at risk, emotional or physical cheating, doesn't matter. Physical contact. I honestly think emotional cheating is so much worse than physical cheating.
100%.
Like, I feel like, because that's, like, deep.
Yeah.
Also, my stomach just growled. I apologize, people. But
it's normal.
It's normal if you listened last week. But, no, I think emotional cheating is the worst form. Like, physical, yeah, that's pretty bad. But, like, and I mean, it is really bad. But, like, emotional, you're, like, you're on a deeper level, I feel like.
I agree. And I think that physical cheating, it's, like, sometimes it's just a spur-of-the-moment thing where you're just, like, whatever. Maybe you were drunk or maybe you were just, like, there was something that happened that was really, like, oh, my God, and it just happened.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of emotional cheating, there's a build to it. Like, emotional cheating doesn't just happen in one night. It happens over a time period. So it's like that. Honestly, yeah, if I feel like emotional cheating would definitely hurt me way more than physical cheating. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because then you just start questioning yourself. Like I said, like, if I had ever been cheated on, I would think that there was something wrong with me.
Like, the physical, you could be like, yeah, not that that's an excuse if you're, like, drunk or anything, but you could easily, like, if you wanted to work out with your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think if your significant other has cheated, like, the phrase once a cheater, always cheater, I don't think it applies to, you know, once a cheater cheats in one relationship is going to cheat in every relationship. I don't think that applies.
No, yeah.
I think it's, you know, once a cheater in your relationship, always going to be a cheater. He's going to cheat. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if you forgive them.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, it's like this, oh, okay, I got away with it once. Like, I can get away with it with again, like, again thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I want to ask you this to end the podcast. What would you tell your younger self in regards to relationships?
In terms of, I mean, I gotta think about this. Because, like, to be honest, like, I'm really happy I didn't date when I was younger.
Yeah.
I'm really happy that I waited till, like, college to start dating. And I think, like, I would probably tell my kids that, too, just because, and I wouldn't say you can't date.
I didn't date in high school. I dated a lot of boys in college, but I didn't date in college. I mean, I didn't date in high school. And, like,
yeah.
I agree with that. Like, I really focused on me in high school and my grades. And, like, not that boys or girls are the problem in, like, relationships, but, like, it's a lot, you know.
Growing up, especially so many other things.
Especially relationships where you have to put in the work and the effort, and it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a difference between easy work and effort, or, like, really, really, you know, you're focusing all your energy on this one person and pushing your friends aside.
Yeah.
So it's, like, yeah. I
just think it's, like, growing up, when I was in high school or even before that, you would watch movies and they would show, like, even, like, a Cinderella story.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, you know, those were, like, really cute movies.
Yep.
And they were all in high school and they were all finding the love of their life in high school.
First of all, bullshit.
Yeah. It is. But seeing that growing up, it was like, yeah, like, oh, my God, I need to find my Prince Charming now where I'm never going to find them. And it's just not going to mean as much. And that's something that I learned was that, because, like, I always felt like in high school, the whole Prince Charming thing, like, oh, like, I won't be able to say we were high school sweethearts or, you know, like, things like that, which is what made me feel the FOMO of not dating in high school. But looking back on it, I don't think I was prepared to date then. And
yeah,
I would literally tell anyone that's younger than me, not just myself, that there's no rush. You have a lot of time to find the person that you're going to date. And just because you find someone that you're attracted to in high school does not mean that you're going to end up with them.
100%. Now that I'm saying, like, there's some people that, a couple of my friends that met their significant other in high school and, like, their relationship is beautiful and it works.
Yeah.
But, like, I totally agree with that. And I think also, not to get on a tangent, but I think, like you said, another Cinderella story, like, movies and books that are, all of them are set in high school.
Yeah.
I only know of one book that is set in college. And, like, I think that sets such unrealistic standards. Like,
yes.
Twilight, you know, they're getting married right out of high school. And they're in high school. And first of all, they could have made that in college. Like, it would have been more realistic, you know. And then, like, another Cinderella story. There's so many Riverdale.
Yeah, there are
so many of these unrealistic standards that, like, I looked up to as a, like, a girl growing up, I thought, like, you know, if I didn't find my one by this age, I was doomed.
Yeah, I mean, like, Pretty Little Liars was my
yes.
high school. And I remember growing up and I'd watch the show and I'm like, oh, my God, like, they're so cute. They, like, love each other so much and they're going to end up together and it's, like, amazing. But it's, like, that's all a lie. So I think, like, I wish movies and books would actually start setting, like, their love stories in, like, college or even older. Because I think it's just, like, when you start putting these, like, ideas in young kids' minds, it's, like, that's what makes them want to, like, rush into dating and rush into doing things that they're not ready for. And then losing themselves in the process because they just don't know. They're just following a standard or, like, some set path that,
100%.
Like, a movie made.
No, I mean, I agree. And then, like, our favorite book, The After Series, like, that's a toxic relationship. Granted, everyone loves a good toxic relationship in a book, but, like, that's setting unrealistic, unhealthy standards for what you should look
Very
for in a relationship.
Standards.
So that's a totally different conversation I feel like we can have on a later date.
Yeah.
But I feel like we should close this up. So thank you, everyone, so much for tuning in this week to the TLC. We drop new episodes every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are available to listen on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or DM us at The Ladylike Chatter on Instagram or email us at theladylikechatter@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. Next week, we are talking irrational fears.
Exciting stuff. But yes, thank you guys for listening. We love all your responses, so please keep responding. It's actually really great to hear from them, and thank you for listening to 10 episodes.
Yeah, happy 10 episodes. Thank you for listening to us. If you have listened or you are listening, just started listening, oh my god, my stomach, but please, repost us to your Instagram story or something and your favorite episode,
yeah.
And we will repost you. We just want to see, who's listening.
What's your guys' favorite episode? Let us know, share it, tell us what you like, and we want to keep doing what you guys